Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
We are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with Joe, Pip, and myself. You are listening to or watching Davin's Den. So we got a little scamming scammers here. Let me find the theme music for our buddy Steve Mannin. Here we go.
Mannin!
I knew you were gonna do that. I knew it. Here we go.
President seemed to have amnesia over his once close relationship to Steve Bannon and the president's own support for the project called We Build the Wall.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it.
That doesn't seem to line up with what others recall Trump saying about the project, like Kris Kobach, former Kansas Secretary of State and advisory board member of the We Build the Wall organization, who's repeatedly said not only did the president know about the project that raised $25 million in donations, but supported.
I've spoken to the president about this project on 3 occasions now.
Trump expressed clear enthusiasm for it. He wants it known that he stands behind this, and he went further. He said, I want the media to know that this project has my blessing. He was really making a point that he was behind this.
A point echoed by the chief financial officer of We Build the Wall, Amanda Shea. She's married to one of the men indicted and posted this photo of her and President Trump last summer, saying she talked with President Trump, who had a lot of questions about the wall we the people built through We Build the Wall. He was impressed, she said. Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., was apparently impressed too. The Facebook account of the group's founder, Brian Kofosh, shows him with the president's son taking a private jet to an event last year where Don Jr. praised the private wall effort.
This is private enterprise at its finest, doing it better, faster, cheaper than anything else.
Kofosh, Andrew Bottolato, Timothy Shea, and Steve Bannon, according to prosecutors, worked together to misappropriate hundreds of thousands of dollars of those funds for their own personal benefit. Payments allegedly went toward a boat, a luxury SUV, a golf cart, jewelry, cosmetic surgery. That boat is one Kofosh used in a Florida pro-Trump boat parade. When reports accused Kofosh of misspending funds last summer, he and Steve Bannon joked about it in a video from the Border Project site.
Welcome back. This is Stephen K. Bannon. We're off the coast of Saint-Tropez in southern France in the Mediterranean. We're on the million-dollar yacht of Brian Kofosh. And Brian Kofosh, he took all that money from Build the Wall.
The joke, not so funny now. Kofosh, a triple amputee Air Force veteran, repeatedly claimed he wouldn't take a single penny for running the operation.
100% of your money goes towards the wall. It's not going to line someone's pocket. I'm taking $0 of the salary.
Reached by email Friday, Kofosh told CNN prosecutors lumped every purchase I've made in the past 2 years into the indictment, even before we built the wall. Not taking into account the fact I have other sources of income to pay for things. Like Bannon said, Kofosh wrote, it's a fiasco. According to the indictment, the co-defendants conspired to pay Kofosh's salary with donors' money by using a second nonprofit and hidden payments. Philanthropy expert Doug White says it's the type of alleged fraud that hurts all charities.
And that's what really breaks my heart. Here's an example. If the allegations are true, of fraud at its worst, and they were defrauded out of maybe checks of $10 or $50, some many, many more dollars, but none of that should take place under the guise of having someone then take that money, or part of it, to go live a lavish lifestyle. Absolutely has to be stopped.
The others indicted, Andrew Bottolato, a 56-year-old Florida-based investor who's been close to Bannon for more than 20 years. In the early 2000s, Bottolato and Bannon were also directors of a nasal spray company called Sinofresh Healthcare. Executives there pushed to remove Bannon from the board for not investigating improprieties allegedly tied to Bottolato. Bottolato went on to write for Bannon's Breitbart news site, and he's repeatedly filed for bankruptcy, has faced more than a dozen state and federal tax liens. The third conspirator, Timothy Shea, is accused of secretly filtering donations to himself and Colfage, payments described as social media charges. Denver real estate agent sells a pro-Trump energy drink that comes in a can with a picture of Trump in a superhero costume.
Who joins me now? How serious are the charges?
The actual charges, Anderson, one count each of conspiracy to commit mail fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, I should say wire fraud, each carry a maximum sentence of up to 20 years apiece, so they are serious. Steve Bannon, of course, pleaded not guilty. The other three men were arrested in their hometowns. They were not arraigned, so they didn't enter pleas, but they all posted bail and are free now.
And what about the people who gave them money?
Yeah, that is the sad part. There are lots of people who gave money thinking that was going to build a wall. They did build some wall on private land in New Mexico, but I got to think there's hundreds, maybe thousands of people out there wondering if their money went to the wall or their money went to actually feed.
All right, that was a lot there. That was courtesy of CNN, but it just had so much information that I played that. There's more information, which I'll share with you. So Bannon, 66, was arrested 7:30 a.m. Thursday near Westbrook, Connecticut, on the yacht of exiled Chinese dissident Gu Wengi, according to two law enforcement officials. By the way, can we just stop for a second? There's an energy drink with Donald Trump as a superhero? What the fuck?
What?
I was unaware of such a thing. Okay.
Who knew?
I did not know. That would be a segment on another day, and we might double back for that at some point.
But wait one second. There are pictures online of the super yacht he was on, and holy crap. Crap.
I'll get to the yacht. I'll get to
ship.
It. Yep.
Holy shit.
I'll describe it.
Big boat.
So during the initial court appearance in New York on Thursday, Bannon pleaded not guilty and was set to be released on bail, including a $5 million bond to be secured by $1.75 million in cash or real property. As part of his bail conditions, he will be prohibited from travel on private airplanes, yachts, or boats without permission from the court. The four men were indicted for allegedly using hundreds of thousands of dollars donated to an online crowdfunding campaign called We Build the Wall! For personal expenses, among other things, Bannon and another defendant, Brian Colfage, promised donors that the campaign, which ultimately raised more than $25 million, was a volunteer organization, and that 100% of the funds raised will be used in the execution of our mission and purpose, according to the indictment unsealed on Thursday. Of course, the mission and purpose was to get those fuckers rich, but that wasn't the part. But instead, according to according to prosecutors, Bannon, through a nonprofit under his control, used more than $1 million from We Build the Wall to secretly pay Colfage and cover hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bannon's personal expenses. Listen, when you're putting on as many shirts as he has, it's going to run into hundreds of thousands of dollars. Got to layer up in the summer.
That's money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, he's got a big shirt budget. Yeah.
Old Navy and Gap shirts ain't cheap, fuckers. Colfage, according to
in that quantity.
Well, he does buy in bulk. Colfage, according to the charges, spent more than $350,000 of donations on personal expenses, including cosmetic surgery, a luxury SUV, a golf cart, payments towards a boat, home renovations, jewelry, personal tax payments, and credit card debt. The indictment describes a sleight of hand perpetrated by the defendants on donors to the We Build the Wall group. Within days of launching the group, Colfage, along with Bannon and Bottolato, made a secret agreement in which Colfage would be paid $100,000 up front and then 20 per month. Why not? A little chump change, according to the indictment.
I thought that was, originally when I read that, I thought it was $20. I'm like, that's fuck that.
Yeah, really? I was like, why are they upset about $20? He'd spend that much in postage or something, you know.
Well, don't ask the Postmaster General how many postcards you could buy with $20, because that dumb motherfucker doesn't know how much it costs for a postcard. Holy shit, the stupidity we have in government. But I'll go on.
I got to interrupt for 1 second. I was at the day program today, and my coworker, there was an item that is on my line. I run a couple of lines, and it was an item specific to one of the lines I sell. I mean, he gave me the part number, and I go, I never heard of that part number before. You run the line. You never heard that part number? I know the Postmaster General doesn't know how much a fucking postcard costs. Shut up.
Good point.
Well, Joe, the reason that is because unlike every other Postmaster General, he's never worked in the post office before, and he's a fucking lobbyist. Very, very swampy. But we'll go on.
Best postmaster ever was Wilford Brimley on Seinfeld. Best postmaster general ever.
Awesome! Yes! Yes!
I like playing golf, Mr. Kramer. Yeah.
So much to get to, but we don't have time for it. So much bullshit going on.
I know!
What a great time for a convention. Anyway, the indictment describes a slight of... did I read that? Yeah, 20 per month, according to the indictment, to disguise the transfer of the money to Colfage. Bannon agreed to pass the payments through the nonprofit he controlled, according to prosecutors. And in February 2019, Bannon and Bottolato directed the nonprofit to pay Colfage $100,000 from We Build the Wall. They're building a wall. It's just part of his fucking house. You people misunderstood.
Building a bank account, too.
Sure. Lock him up. Prosecutors appear to have reviewed text messages between Bannon, Bottolato, and others that show the $100,000 was intended as salary for Colfage, and that in each of the following 2 months, Bannon and paid Colfage another $20,000 in monthly salary, consistent with the secret deal Bannon had approved. When Colfage texted Bottolato to say the We Build the Wall group would have to disclose payments to the nonprofit in its tax filings, according to the indictment, Bottolato replied, "Better than you, better than you or me, LOL. Huddle a huddle, ha ha." Anyway,
little huddle on illegal activity.
What's an arrest? Anyway, after Colfage told Bottolato to make the payments to Colfage's spouse, the nonprofit filed a tax form falsely saying it had paid his spouse for media, according to court filings. Apparently, she made like a TikTok. No, I don't know what she did. In subsequent months, Colfage's secret monthly salary was allegedly passed through other third-party entities that prosecutors describe as purported vendors for We Build the Wall, and eventually through a new shell entity created by Shea to conceal the source and nature of the payments, which Colfage told Shea they could describe as for social media. You know, I don't know how many times. I got to tell you, I love when the wall goes viral. Anyway, in October 2019, however, Colfage, Bannon, and Bottolato began taking steps to conceal their behavior after learning from a financial institution that We Build the Wall might be under federal criminal investigation, according to the indictment. Because we're not going to cover our tracks until we hear they're on to us.
Right. They couldn't figure that might be, you know, somebody might be coming after them.
You dumb motherfuckers.
Before they found out they were coming after them. Well, oh, you think this is bad?
And you want to know something? The reputation Bannon has and the love that the government has for Bannon, you would think he wouldn't think that these guys would come after him.
But in his defense, and you're not going to like this, Donald Trump does have a way of making the government look over things for his pals. So
I don't think Trump was aware of what was.
Well, we'll get to that.
He was aware of the entity, but not aware of the. But he wasn't looking at their books.
We'll get to that.
Well,
we might disagree on that, but we'll continue for now. At that point, Colfage and Bannon began using encrypted messaging applications on their phones. Colfage stopped receiving secret salary payments, and a statement on the group's website that said he wasn't receiving compensation disappeared, according to the indictment. Yeah, because he was. Instead, the website subsequently read that he would be paid a salary beginning in January 2020. According to law enforcement official and officials at Justice Department headquarters, were briefed in advance of the indictment of Bannon and others, but this person didn't indicate when that briefing occurred. We Build the Wall, Inc., a group funded by Air Force veteran Colfage, gained national attention after raising millions of dollars in a GoFundMe campaign and launching two private wall projects in New Mexico and Texas. Those projects were constructed on private land, a strategy that largely shielded them from government intervention. I can't even fucking... Joe can't even fucking barbecue in his fucking... in his complex. And apparently you can build a fucking huge wall in the backyard. What type of bullshit is this? Joe wants to fucking cook some hamburgers, you motherfuckers. And these people are building walls?
I can't tell you the the pain in the neck the local ordinances are about how high you're allowed to build your own fence in your own property. And they're building these giant walls. I'm like, what goes on in other states?
You should have built the wall. You should have built the wall. Tell them, I'm not building a fence. I'm building a wall to keep the illegals out.
But stay tuned. I love what stopped them in their tracks.
Kolfage,
the article. All right, good.
Kolfage has come under scrutiny for his inflammatory rhetoric and promises. In the past, he's been accused by some of his donors as overpromising and underdelivering. Other allegations include being clandestine in his operations and unwilling to disclose certain logistics, like where the fuck the wall is. He often uses his Twitter account to spar with or confront liberal critics, because you want a high profile when you're doing illegal shit. In the past, Kolfage has defended himself against criticism. Not so much now. As of October 2019, the group said it raised roughly $18.5 million in direct donations, with an additional $6 million in pledged donations dependent on meeting certain milestones, according to its website. The group said it has more than 500,000 donors. We Build the Wall has been the subject of an ongoing federal lawsuit brought by the North American Butterfly Association.
Which dun, dun, dun! Dun, dun.
He got brought down by a monarch butterfly, you dumb motherfuckers, which oversees...
By a fucking moth.
No, that's insulting. Look at Pip, she's all prepared.
Butterfly, sir.
The North American Butterfly Association, which oversees a 100-acre wild butterfly habitat near the Private Walls, Texas location along the banks of the Rio Grande. We told you so, tweeted the National Butterfly... What?
We got to stop right here. Not the FBI, not the Department of the Interior, not the CIA, the fucking Butterfly Council or whatever they're called.
Yeah, the butterflies. Stop the wall.
Story. So much funny.
I know.
I don't think it's funny. I think the butterfly is a very beautiful insect, and I think they're patriots. How do you like that shit? They're fighting for the citizens of America. That's what I say.
And
good
we
for-
also know accountants.
What? In reactions to the arrest on Thursday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, "Oh shit!" No, released a statement where she
should have said that.
Like, she should have gone, "Listen, what do you guys fucking want from me? One day, I want something easy. One fucking day. What's wrong with you people?"
Actually, listen, the wall was put up to keep the Mexicans out, and the biggest infiltration of Mexicans we have in this country is monarch butterflies.
Yes, those are Mexican butterflies.
Let me tell you something. From us to McEnany to Bannon, everybody went, butterfly.
International
butterfly conservative. Who the fuck? What? Let me tell you something. If this was New York, you would never hear of these guys, because they got, come in. You get no more. We're building a wall. Butterflies, you're going to see them fly around your fucking head. But, you know. You need a mop to handle that shit.
So McEnany decided to try to distance the president from the campaign and Bannon. As everyone knows, President Trump has no involvement in this project and felt it was only being done in order to showboat and perhaps raise funds. Showboat! A follow-up statement from the White House read, "President Trump has not been involved with Steve Bannon since the campaign and the early part of the administration, and he does not know the people involved with this project." But the report said otherwise that we played earlier. However, Trump ally Kris Kobach told the New York Times last year that he had spoken to Mr. Trump about the project and added that the president said, "The project has my blessing, and you could tell the media that." So let's talk about the ship he was on board. Bannon was aboard a $28 million yacht owned by Chinese billionaire when he was arrested on fraud charges. The 150-foot mega vessel was in the Long Island Sound near Westbrook, Connecticut, when President Trump's former strategist was picked up by the U.S. Postal Service inspectors.
Now, stop right there. They have a boat?
Sure, man. You got to deliver the fucking mail. You know, sometimes you're on a yacht. They come out there in a little fucking boat. They deliver. There you go. You know.
I had no idea.
No darkness, no rain, nor sleet, no fucking rogue wave. The fucking post office, baby. They deliver.
Well, wait a second. My dad was in the Navy, and then he became a postman. So I think that I'm seeing like a strategy there. That's now I know how he was recruited.
Yes. Yeah. The 150. The boat, the Lady May, is owned by Guo Wengi, one of Chinese most wanted fugitives, who's wanted in Beijing on fraud, blackmail, and bribery charges. That looks like Bannon was going to school. And the 2014 yacht was listed for sale in an April post that boasted about its luxe amenities like a fully stocked bar in the main lounge, a white marble and bleached oak interior, and five staterooms. The meticulously kept vessel, which has a max speed of 22 miles per hour and a cruising speed of 16 miles per hour, can carry up to 10 guests and a crew of 8. The founder of We Build the
Wall. Here's the deal, though. Here's the postal boat had a max cruise speed of 17 miles an hour. That's how they were able to catch him.
You know, the post office might be slow these days, but they can still catch Bannon.
Yeah. Not in the high seas. The trucks don't go slow. Their boats move pretty quick.
Yeah, there you go.
The founder of We Build the Wall, who was charged Thursday with defrauding donors to the project, was also planning on selling their data, according to a report. Ryan Colfage, 38, used his organization to compile millions of email addresses and phone numbers in order to start a political consulting business, according to the Daily Beast. The triple amputee Air Force veteran shopped around the idea to a Republican strategist earlier this year, claiming his voter contact list was one of the largest in GOP politics in an email that was seen by the website. He said he had names, email addresses, phone numbers, and other data points about donors to his nonprofit, which claimed to raise funds to build a southern border wall. Colfage pitched a deal where he would pocket 50% of all funds Republican campaigns and groups raise by hitting up people on the list for cash, according to the report. Based on the email, it appears Colfage wanted to rent the list to vendors that work with political campaigns rather than to the campaigns directly. All right, let's get into this. So much.
Yeah, first thing is how does the guy count his money? He's a triple amputee.
Really? Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what, Joe? I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry. Such a great upstanding.
No, no. Yeah, I was just going to say I will allow because this guy's a scumbag. Go on.
But wait. Did he just say a great upstanding guy?
No, kind of leaning.
I was being facetious. Don't put me on.
Kind of leaning.
You're killing me. Oh.
Wow.
He's a one-armed bandit.
Wow. Wow.
That's the line. Thank you, Madea. That's the line. I don't feel like those Facebook services.
That's the line. All right.
Ding, ding, ding. Right, boss?
Very good. You guys are excellent at making fun of the handicap. You should both be proud of yourselves.
I know. I'm going to hell. I'm taking you with me.
No. There's a wall that won't let me in. I'll be fine.
Pack a lunch.
All right. So there's a lot here. We got to talk about. First of all, we try not to call scam victims stupid. We try that. You know, for the most part, we're usually pretty good. Although Ann Jackson, to be fair, sometimes we were a little lax in calling her stupid at times. To be fair.
Well, yeah, because she had her moment, and then she didn't have her moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need help for me not to call the people who fell for this scam stupid. I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need somebody to walk me back from that. Or we'll all agree they were fucking morons. Anyway, so let me walk through this. Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for the wall. I remember that. Who's going to pay for it? Mexico's going to pay for it. Now he claimed Mexico never paid for it, but he claims the wall is being built with government tax money. That's what he's claiming now, that the wall is being built. Unfortunately for him, only 3 new miles of the wall have been built. A lot of stuff that they've been building has been repairs to the wall that was already there, which, you know, is important,
right.
Which is important, but it's not new walls, not what was promised. So we got in 3.5 years of presidency, we got about 3 miles of wall, which the government paid for. So you know all this, or at least you should. How do you fall for a scam linked to the guy who helped lead the Build the Wall chants from the 2016 rallies, and now he needs your private money? He told you Mexico was going to pay for it. He told you Mexico was going to pay for it. Every other week, Donald Trump is going on saying that we're building the wall. So either Mexico's paying for it, you think, or Donald Trump has got the government paying for it. Why do you need to give money to this private fund? How fucking dumb are you? When that comes, you go, nay, Mexico's paying for it. No, senor, they're not. What? But you promised. You said Mexico was paying for it. But Donald Trump said that the government's paying for it. He's getting the wall done. So nobody's paying for it? So I got to send you money who promised me that Mexico is paying for it? That sounds good. Where do I sign up? Tell me that these people are not stupid. Walk me back from this.
Well, the people feel that the people felt like they wanted the wall built, and this would be a way to help fund it, to accelerate it.
Joe, you know what helps fund the wall? Tax dollars. You're already fucking helping to fund it. We all are, with tax dollars.
But if you're, and look, I'm being the devil's advocate here. I get emails every day from the Trump campaign, from Trump. You know, we need
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. What are you wearing? I'm thinking of you. Vote for me.
I wouldn't even read my emails. No. But I get that, and I'm like, look, I'm voting for you.
The lights went out, and Joe had a clap. Even God had enough of this shit. God don't want to hear your justification.
My lips not up in the air, and I'm not screaming in pain. Shut your face.
All right, fair point.
Yeah,
fair point.
But he's being the devil's advocate, so God turned his lights off.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. God does not want to entertain this.
Shut him down. People feel that, like I said, I get all this stuff. I'm not sending anybody any money,
No.
There are people that feel passionate, about the policy of building a wall that will send, and especially Bannon, who was part of the organization, to send the money in. I'm being the devil's advocate. I wouldn't send a dime in any either. But you had people probably on the far right that said, well, we're going to build this wall and we'll help build the wall. And you were ripe for the pickings.
Yeah, well, I think that there are people who, they were on board with Trump's agenda, but they just didn't buy that particular part. They saw through and knew that was a lot of the hyperbole about Mexico paying for it.
Nay, nay. We know damn well a lot of them, including our own pal for a while. I don't know what he still thinks now. We had a lot of people arguing that Mexico was paying for the wall. You and I said Mexico's not paying for the wall. I said no fucking way. And here's how you know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is true. Hey, we would really like you to pay for this structure to keep you out. How does that sound after we called you a bunch of rapists and murderers? Are we cool with that? Are you fucking insane?
Look, bad hombres. We need you to put your tax dollars together and throw them our way.
We're going to take your pesos and mix them with our shekels, and we're going to get this fucking wall built. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there was a portion of that were a bad element. He didn't say everything was. There was a small portion that were a bad element. Also, the thought was that he would probably take the money out of having tariffs or fees.
No. At one point, Trump said that they were going to cut us a check. At one point, Trump said that. Just a big, I guess like one of those big checks that he used to give away at the beauty pageant. I don't know how that was going to fucking work. A check as big as a fucking wall, I guess.
I think it was.
That would have worked.
All right.
Just plop that down.
So you suspend.
Do you want to go into the bank like with a check like that? Yeah, how you doing? Look, can I borrow a big magic marker? I got to endorse this fucking thing.
You know what, though? I wonder if you couldn't cash that, because all a check is a promise to pay. You can write a check out on a piece of paper if it's got all the stuff on it.
So
why not?
So here's
I sound like a sovereign citizen right now, but I'm wondering, couldn't you go in with one of those styrofoam things?
No.
Foot check, would they cash it?
No, they would not.
Yeah.
No, they would not.
You can't even get in the fucking bank now.
That's true.
I know. Find an open bank.
So here we go. Let's get through this. Steve Bannon pushed populism, for the people. They pushed the billionaire Donald Trump, who does not fucking like you, you everyday rabble, does not fucking like you. But they pushed him as a populist. Mister, I'm going to do it for the people. All that motherfucker could talk about now is the stock market. You know the shit he killed Hillary for? Her cabinet's going to be filled with all Goldman Sachs? That's all that motherfucker's talking about. Anyway, enough about Trump. Steve Bannon, the big populist movement, he's hanging out on a fucking yacht. How do you sell this shit? How do the Trumpsters fucking digest this? Well, I guess it's a yacht for the people. Not all of us. Like 10 of us at a time.
But It's a yacht that's big, and it says it can only fit 10 people. It's like, are you kidding me?
They're very
are
fat you? People.
Yeah, the thing is the size of a steamship. It fits four.
Clearly you're not Irish, because we would be packing people in every corner, every couch. There would be a lot more than 10 people on that damn boat.
Looks like a fucking refugee raft.
So now, I'm going to float this out there. I think Bannon got a lot of these email addresses from Trump. Why wouldn't he? He had access to all that shit. He was Trump's campaign manager. He knew who was donating in 2016. And, you know, if you're donating to any political campaign, you're some of the biggest fans. Because most people are going, oh, yeah, I want to vote for him, but I'm not ponying up money. Listen, then there's no evidence of this that I've seen. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bannon got that information from the Trump campaign, since he was running that shit for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, here's another
thing. He stole their Rolodex.
Bannon was also a China hawk. He was one of these anti-China guys. Now you're fucking hanging out with a Chinese billionaire on his fucking yacht. I mean, listen, I know the cult is going to fucking gobble up whatever the fuck is fed to them. But at some point, they go, well, this is a bunch of horseshit. And again, Joe, I'm not putting you in the cult for the purposes of these conversations. I'm not putting you there. I'm rating you as a Trump fan who still has his own free opinions and can look at things separately. That is not a cult member. I am talking about the cult. At some point, does the cult go, well, this seems like a bunch of horseshit. Or no, give me one of Steve Bannon's old fucking shirts like I'm at a Tom Jones concert and he's throwing his panties at me. I don't know what they're fucking doing.
Oh my God.
Think, you know, like I said, Bannon was, you know, like a character on that.
It's a character.
Administration. So it you can't really defend, you know, you can't defend Bannon. And it's not, you know, and it wasn't done as part of the administration, you know. I mean, it was a bad egg anyway, you know. They really can't make a defense for him. You really can't, matter, you know, how hard you are for Trump. You really can't sit there with all the evidence coming through with Bannon. The only thing you could say is, at this juncture, everything is accusations.
Fair.
And you have to wait for the trial to play out.
Fair.
That's all you can say at this juncture. He's not guilty. Whoa, slow down. There's plenty of evidence here.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Bannon is rooting like crazy for a second term for Donald Trump, because he'll get pardoned, because that's what Donald Trump does. He pardons all his fucking criminals. But I'll tell you one thing, he's not getting pardoned under a Joe Biden administration. If he's guilty, he's going to fucking sit in jail, and he's only going to get one shirt. He's not going to get four fucking shirts to wear. He's going to have to rough it with one shirt.
I don't think Bannon will get a pardon on this, because this was done outside of the administration. So, and the way all the allegations are looking, it looks like a pretty slam dunk case.
Here's why he might. Because usually these things trace back to Donald Trump, and I think Trump knew about it. Obviously he knew about it, and I'll tell you another thing. I think Trump, with all the allegations of money laundering of the Trump organization that's going on now, and Donald Trump, I think he was probably getting money back. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump was getting a kickback of some sort. Hey, I'll give you my list. Go for it. It's not like Donald Trump gives a shit about these people. He's just all about the money. And I'll tell you what, if it does fucking go back to Trump, and he does get a second term, he's going to pardon Steve Bannon. He's going to make that call, Steve. Look what I've done. Don't you fucking sing. Got guilty, I will pardon your ass. And the Trump fans will be fine with it. But listen, I have no proof that this is linked to Donald Trump. No proof. I'm just looking at everything else that has happened so far.
And believe me, don't you think the Democratic Party is? I mean, they're probably looking through everything. Everything.
I think that's coming. All right. So let me, Bannon's new shirt. Very nice, Pip. It's orange. I like that. Very nice. So let me break down how this is like an African scam. Scam victims, and we admit, we all agree that if this is true, this is a scam. Is anybody arguing that?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Scam victims are looking for something or something they feel or they need something. You know, a lot of times it's love or money. In this case, it was to either be part of the Trump Club, be a patriot, keeping illegals out, helping Donald Trump. That's what it was. They felt the need to be part of whatever it was. I'm sure they each had their own reasons, but that's what it was. Because if, you know, you believed he was going to build the wall the first time and Mexico doesn't pay for it and the government's not paying for it and now you have to pony up your own money, you're looking for something, like most scam victims are. Scam victims, generally, well, no, all the time, I would think, do not do the research necessary to protect themselves or to slow down the process. We've talked about this before. There's always a call to action to act now. You know, the call to action is coming out every so often from the Trump administration. A caravan's coming. Bannon, Kolfage and group don't have to do that shit. They just have to turn on Fox News and head down by the border. You know, we got to help our country out. We got to help our president out. We got to build this wall. Here, take my last $10.
Yeah.
Scam victims trust the scammer. And in this case, we had Bannon, who was very close to Trump, and we had Kolfage, who was a military veteran. So to this particular group of victims, who are you going to trust more than Donald Trump and a vet, a triple amputee vet? Who are you going to trust more? These seem like the most trusting people. And Kolfage says, well, you know, I'm not going to take a salary. Well, he said it himself. He's not going to take a salary. And, you know, and they take Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is not taking a salary, but Donald Trump does not take a salary. Now, Donald Trump makes money in a lot of other ways from being in the White House, but he's not taking his salary. Donald Trump is not taking his salary, so they could go, well, you know, they're modeling themselves after, like President Trump. They're not taking his salary. This sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I would argue Donald Trump and his campaign groomed these people to be scammed. I'm not saying they had the intention of the fucking We Build the Wall scam when 2015, 2016 was happening. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they were groomed. They made them fear an invasion of illegal immigrants. Nobody was fearful of this shit before Donald Trump made it an issue. They exaggerated the fear and made it urgent to act now, which we just talked about. At first, it was to donate or elect Donald Trump. In this case, it was to get funds. The first scam was to get these people to believe that there were caravans of rapists and murderers on their way. When Donald Trump took over, illegal immigration at that border was at its 50-year low. It was at a 50-year low, and Donald Trump made it an issue. Now, is illegal immigration an issue? Sure. But it wasn't this necessary call to action that President Trump made it. And, you know, that appealed to his base, so be it. It was a political strategy. But he was grooming these people. Again, I'm not saying he groomed them for the We Build the Wall Fund, but he was grooming them for his own purposes.
Well, he set up the framework for that.
Yes.
You know, and I do believe the situation at the border needed to be looked at more than it had been. That's another argument for another day. But just that it has been a concern. And a lot of the points that you made were valid to set up sort of the template, you know, not much of a groom, but set up the template.
Well, that's grooming. That's grooming. You're creating the framework for which this relationship is going to go forward. Baby, no, just talk to me. Your family won't understand it. Let's keep it a secret. I'm creating the framework. I'm putting in your mind that I'm the one you should trust. You can't trust anyone else. So what do? You can't trust the media. They're lying to you. You can't trust the liberals. They're lying to you. You can't trust government statistics. It's part of the deep state. They're creating the right template, the framework for which we're going to have this conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
The deep distrust, the phone... The faux news, that you don't believe in anybody else's news, all that.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump even said at one point, and this was after he was elected, but he even said at one point, don't trust what you're seeing, trust me. He actually said that, which is what a scammer says. I mean, how many times, you know, when I was dealing with victims that we did that? How many times with fucking Ann Jackson, she's trusting these scammers that have been proven to be scammers time and time again, and me and everybody else who tried to wake her up, we were the bad guys.
Yeah.
Well, here's the difference between they're being scammed, but I think it was just a quick buck thing because basically, I don't know if these people were repeatedly giving money. I think it might have been maybe just 20.
Well, let me get through that because I would argue otherwise. So the first scam was to get these people to believe that there was caravans, rapists, and murderers on the way. The second scam, as I went over at the top of this, was that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. If you listen to Pip and I in 2015, Nay, nay. They were never going to pay for the wall. We had a lot of arguments on that. You could go to the old shows. It's not worth digging up now. But that was the thing. Mexico's going to pay for the wall. It's never going to cost you anything. So in this scenario, to go to Joe, with the point that Joe just made, I would argue that Bannon was a reload scammer. And we've talked about reload scams before, and that especially when we dealt with Ann Jackson. A reload scam is when a scammer comes back and tries to scam a previously scammed person. So I laid out what the original scam was. And again, you know, Trump wanted to get votes. He wasn't asking you to pay for the wall to be funded. He wanted you to donate to his campaign, and he wanted votes. That was the call to action. The second scam is, this is purely a money grab. But these people that Bannon's dealing with, he knows they're already all in. He knows they're ripe for the picking, just like a reload scam. And when you're a reload scammer, you know these people have already fallen for a line of baloney once. Let's see if we can do it again. They're not critical thinkers. They are impulsive. The chances are they might not listen to other people. I can isolate them. They're reload scammers. So they're reloading on money. In a romance scam, it often takes the form of a victim was scammed and a scammer posing as law enforcement promises to catch the scammer but needs funds along the way. We've dealt with that time and again with Ann Jackson. Again, you should listen to all the shows if you don't know what
I'm talking about. Can I interrupt you for a second?
I think you just did.
Maybe you could do this during the week. If you could find out what the average donation was and people were donating once, twice, three times. Which would back, and I'm not saying
anecdotally. I don't have the statistics,
but I'm just curious on that.
Anecdotally, and I heard in a couple stories, some was small, some was large, but there were stories of people giving money they could not afford, which we've seen in like scams too. You know, people would not pay their mortgage; they wouldn't pay for their medication because they would give.
Right. And with that being said, and like I said, I'm not trying to be combative or doubting your assessment. I'm just curious. What were the dollar amount and if they were contributing all, you know, over and over again, it'd be interesting to see that.
So in the wall scenario, it takes this form. You donate to the president under the promise that the wall you desperately want is going to be built and paid for by Mexico. That never happened, but you still believe in the cause and hold no ill will towards the original scammer, Donald Trump, that it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's the liberals' fault. It's the butterflies' fault. It's not Donald Trump. He's in there fighting for you, fighting for what we want. I hold no ill will towards Donald Trump. And this is often the case in romance scam. The victim still has a love for the scammer. After everything goes down, how many times they still love the scammer? So if you donate to We Build the Wall, you're not only getting the wall you want, but you're helping the object of your love, Donald Trump. We're making his vision, our vision, for the country we want to come true. We're going to make him being truthful. We're helping Donald Trump. We love Donald Trump. We love him so much, we drink his energy drink.
Well, it's essentially based around what you said. His vision is our vision.
Right.
So if we can help, you know, our vision...
Which was a vision they never had until Donald Trump. This was on nobody's radar that we got to build a big, beautiful wall. Donald Trump created it. Good for Donald Trump politically. Genius politically. I hate every fucking move of it. But from a political point of view, fucking genius. Played to his strengths.
Well, from Bannon's point of it, it's a great business model.
Sure.
Well, highly elite. I mean, if you know, and it would have been a better business model if he didn't embezzle most of the fucking money. You know, but, you know, if he was doing that, that'd be fine. You know.
So like in a romance scam, your passion is being used against you by the reload scammer. In this case, it's Bannon and Colfage and crew. And just like a romance scam, the victim desperately wants their money back or justice. You desperately want that wall. And as is often the case in these scams, these people often gave more money than they can afford. And that's why I said, Joe, anecdotally I heard people were giving their last $10, whatever, money they could not afford. What the statistics are, I don't have that right now. It might come, if this goes to trial, we might learn about that. So now these people have been scanned multiple times. Clearly they are marks who do not learn, which makes them very valuable to scammers. Scammers may keep on going back to re-scam these people, or as we covered when I infiltrated scammer websites, they will sell the information of the victims to get some more money. We saw Colfage doing that. In this case, he was going to sell the information of these victims. If you have a Republican campaign, You know these people are predisposed to donate to causes that they like, and they're not likely to do research.
Yeah, and I need to stop you again. Colfage, he had all that information. Did he give it? Did him and Bannon use that, or did? Because I remember reading that. What was the story?
Colfage was trying to sell his lists to other political parties. Actually, not sell. Rent the list to other political parties. So say, who the hell's running? All right. Say you want to donate to Mitch McConnell. You get this list
not
from
nonetheless.
you get this list from Colfage, and Colfage's vision is you collect $100, you give Colfage 50, you keep 50 for the campaign. That was Colfage's vision of this. And we've talked about this. We've seen them. They will just sell the list. We've talked about it, and when we scamming scammers, we wonder if I got traded or sold to people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, my question is this. During the conversation was brought up that maybe Bannon got the list of folks from his time with Trump. Do you think he got that list of folks from Colfage?
I think out of all the people that, listen, they could have created the list organically. I'm not thinking so. I'm thinking, you know, Bannon was so involved in 2015, 2016 with the Trump campaign, he would have had access to all that. And Bannon's not a dumb guy. He would have kept that shit. He knows these people.
Sure.
Bannon was there leading the chance for a build the wall. So he knows these people are passionate. They're ripe for the picking.
A list like that is worth gold. You know, it's just like any place that you work, you know, the list of customers is gold.
Yeah,
that's why,
I mean, there are guys out there legitimately and hucksters out there that will sell you business leads in your industry, whether in plumbing, electrical work, contracting. I mean, they sell, have those lists, and you purchase those lists.
Absolutely. It's so much easier than cold calling. You have a list of people that are interested already and people that have given before, so they're proven leads. So that's gold. Yeah.
So here's what I mean,
when I started at the day program I'm at now, the main line that I rep would go out to all the trade shows and the home repair shows and stuff like that, and they used to send me lists of people to cold call and stuff like that. They're a valuable list because you're calling. Maybe you'll get the sale, maybe you'll get the referral, but you're calling your audience.
Yeah.
I think some of these people obviously have learned because they complained, but I think some of these people are still ripe for the picking. I think that list is floating around somewhere, and they're going to get scammed again. And I will say this. Not all. Not even. But it's funny. Like, a good amount of the people that have been scammed, and most of the times that I'm dealing with, it's romance scams, they do defend Donald Trump. Like, there's no tomorrow. Like, it feels very familiar to me, which is why, like, I try not to engage anymore. It's like, I can't.
Well, you see, you got it. There's plenty of stuff that you and I will argue about in regards to Trump, where it's a witch hunt, where I feel that it's the media, where I feel it. But in this situation, there's nothing to defend here. I mean, you know, if Trump had any involvement, we'll find out going down the road. It doesn't, to me, at this juncture, looking that way. But still,
there's no indication from any reports that he has had any involvement. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, but I said, you can't look at the allegations right now and defend Bannon on this. We have to wait for it to go to trial. All I could say is we could just wait for it to come out in the wash. But they were doing the right thing because some money was going to the wall. Some money was going to the wall. All the money should go to the wall. Maybe a couple of legitimate administrative expenses, but all of the money. You can't. If you were a Kool-Aid drinking mega Trump fan, you could actually say, "Well, some of that money was going to the wall." Okay, but
not when they specifically laid it out in their literature or wherever they were posting it that he. 100% was going to building the wall, and that everyone was a volunteer, and that this guy specifically was not taking a salary. They put that out there. That's the basis on which that they got all the money from. So it's like that's why the postmaster is involved in it because it's mail fraud.
All right.
Even with Trump fans, it's like Bannon kind of got a stain, you know, with Trump fans. I mean, he, you know, you can for the people that saw that with the wall and Bannon, yeah, but you know, it was like Bannon's a used car salesman. You know, it's like when you sold your car, you know, and it was a whole to-do you had to go through, and then he calls you in a year, how's the car working out? Do you still need another car? I'd buy another car from you. You're the last person on earth. Fuck you. You know?
Well, it is interesting, and then I'm going to move on because it's not really worth it. It is interesting that Donald Trump is continuously surrounded by people that get arrested. And Joe created light again. Joe clapped for light. It is interesting that Donald Trump, our dear leader, is constantly unfortunate enough to get surrounded by people that constantly get arrested and very often go to jail. Well, how unlucky can one feller be? But anyway,
what could be the common denominator there?
I have no idea. Anyway, all right, let's do School of Fools. I don't feel like arguing about that right now. Let's do School of Fools. Hey, we all agree through that fucking segment. I'm tickled pink. Let's do School of Fools.
Really nothing to argue about.
It's never stopped you before. Never stopped you before.
It was good to embezzle these people. What are you going to say?
He was good. The best embezzler. School of Fools. All right. New guidance from the Trump administration declares teachers to be, quote, critical infrastructure workers, could give the green light to exempting teachers from quarantine requirements after being exposed to COVID-19 and instead send them back into the classroom. Keeping teachers without symptoms in the classroom, as a handful of school districts in Tennessee and Georgia have already said they may do, raises the risk that they will spread the respiratory illness to students and fellow employees. Multiple teachers can be required by public health agencies to quarantine for 14 days during an outbreak, which can stretch a district's ability to keep providing in-person instruction. South Carolina health officials also describe teachers as critical infrastructure workers, although it's unclear if any district there is asking teachers to return before 14 days. It essentially means if we are exposed, and we know we might potentially be positive, we still have to come to school, and we might at that point be carriers and spreaders, said Hillary Buckner, who teaches Spanish at Chucky Doak High School in Afton. Buckner, secretary of the county level affiliate of the National Education Association, said it's unethical for teachers to risk infecting students. Only pre-kindergarten and kindergarten students are currently attending class face-to-face in 7,500 student Greene County, going 2 days a week for 2.5 hours a day. Teachers are instructing others online from their classroom. All right, so that's the gist of it. I don't have to go through all this shit. So basically what they're saying is, if you're asymptomatic, if you test positive for COVID-19, but you're asymptomatic, meaning you don't have a fever, you're not coughing, none of that stuff, you can be in the classroom teaching. Holy fuck, what a terrible idea this is. I'll tell you right now, if that policy was in New York or in my school district, my daughter would not be doing the hybrid. She would be at home. This is so. It's like they think we know the science says that even if you're asymptomatic, you can spread it. And you know what? If you don't have enough people, if you don't have enough teachers, then you got to shut it down. Now, what I would suggest, what you could possibly do, if the teacher is asymptomatic, you kind of have the teacher teaching like from Zoom, so you have like a big TV, and you have a proctor in the class who doesn't have to be a teacher. So it could be somebody from the administration, a cafeteria worker, a substitute teacher, so you still have somebody hands-on, but since the teacher feels well, while they're quarantining, they could still teach the lesson, and the kids will not lose as much.
Well, and going along with what you said, basically, in the story, they said such workers can be permitted to keep working following COVID-19 exposure, provided they remain asymptomatic, which means they'll have to take their temperature and, you know, all that. Also, and additional precautions are implemented to protect them and the community. So they're saying if they are asymptomatic, there also has to be extra precautions.
How are you going to do that, Joe? Are you going to put the teacher in a plexiglass tank? How do you teach that way?
You need to figure it out, because a dilemma people are having is that people that do have jobs can't go to work because they have to sit with their kids. And daycare, for some people, are running like about $2,000 a month.
That's if the daycares are even open.
A big dilemma.
But Joe, that goes back to what I've been saying for months is we need to do the work.
What I'm saying is if you're doing the work, if you're taking active stances to put extra protections in there, you're doing the work.
No, doing the work is not sending a spreader into
tell that to a family. Have you had to sit with your wife and wonder how your bills are going to get paid lately?
Listen, man, that goes back.
Have you or have you not had that discussion?
How our bills?
Because there are thousands of families that are sitting there wondering how they're going
to. Well, I've been telling you how this has to get done. We need to do what the successful nations have done, and that, listen, we've already established the government can print money. We've already
tell the bank that. Tell the
the government has to intervene.
And also wonder how you're going to go to work. You know, you have your kids at home, but you got to try to work. You get to the office, and to have daycare or something like that is going to be at least $2,000.
Right, which is why if we would have had a national plan, like I said for months ago, where everybody did what New York did, we probably would not be having high infection rates.
The thing about it is that New York is different than Montana, that's different than South Dakota, that's different than Florida. You know, on that, it was gauged to a local level to handle the constituents.
And it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. The countries that made it work had a national strategy. This is not.
But you keep talking about this. You're not giving it. You know, where they're trying to. You're not sitting with families. I know several people that don't know what to do.
I know, and that's why I told you the government has to float them.
Do you got any ideas how they're going to pay for daycare?
I just told you. The government has to send them. Stop giving the fucking airlines another fucking break. We gave them a huge bailout how many fucking times, how many tax breaks. I just told you, the government has to print the money and bail out these families. That's how we get through this shit. That's what has to happen.
And then we have catastrophic inflation.
We already have it.
But it's going to get worse. And it's got to be a tipping point right now where we have to try to make us using the guidelines that have been established.
Nobody, the economy does not get better if people are afraid. If people are afraid to go out, if people are afraid to go to school. I'm telling you right now, if my school was open, but there was a chance there was a teacher who had it, I wouldn't send my kid to school. And there's a lot of people like that. You have to, the country does not have confidence. The country has no confidence in Donald Trump when it comes to COVID-19. That's not a Democrat-Republican thing. That's the vast majority. Like 70% think he's full of shit when it comes to COVID-19. And he's not getting that back. You know, if you want to be pro-Donald Trump, and I don't want to get into all this, it's just about the school thing. If you want to be pro-Donald Trump, and Joe was on this earlier, listen, we don't know what this is. We got to learn through it. Joe was that way March, April, fine. I didn't feel that way, but you could make that argument. That's fine. We're going into fucking September. We know what this is. We know how to beat it. We know what has to be done. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not alone in this, would not send my kid to school if there was a chance that the school district was knowingly putting teachers that had COVID-19 in there. You wouldn't go to the office if knowingly your coworker had COVID-19, even if they were asymptomatic, because you might catch it. It'd be dangerous. You'd be pissed off.
If there were guidelines put in place, you have to make a decision whether I want my mortgage paid.
Guidelines? Give me a guideline how a teacher could teach a class in person.
Simple. You go in and there's a plexiglass. They come in, wears a mask. There's a plexiglass in front of the desk, and they teach in front of that. They stay away from the students and they keep a distance. Also, there could be plexiglass in front of the classes there. You got to try to find a workaround.
These schools are not ventilated well enough. The reason flying works is because the airlines have great ventilation. You're actually safer. If you get COVID-19 from the flying experience, you're most likely going to get it at the airport as opposed to on the plane, because they have great ventilation. These schools don't have that ventilation. So you say to me, okay, well, teach outside. Sure. If you could teach outside, that's a workaround. But you can't do it in the classroom. A lot of these classrooms don't even have windows. You can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, unless the teacher was completely outfitted in a hazmat suit. I'm not even kidding.
So who's paying for that? I mean, yeah.
I know.
I mean, but again, you're probably, like, if you're dealing with little kids, you're probably going to fucking traumatize them. If Mrs. Jones is coming in fucking hazmat, you either think she really fucking farted it or she's radioactive. Either way, you're not pleased.
No, it's not ideal, but it's like what you said, either that or you have somebody in the classroom as the proctor and you have the teacher teaching remotely, but just simply sending in somebody asymptomatic is ludicrous because they're spreaders, potentially.
Like I said, I'm going to the family that has to make a decision. My mortgage, you're sitting with a family, the mortgage is $2,400 a month, okay? The car payment is $350 a month. To get for us to go back to work to bring a daycare in or something like that to sit with the kid is going to be $2,000 a month. How are we going to do this? Well, the government's going to give us money. The government's going to give us $600. How are we going to do it? Because we're going to lose everything.
You know what those people are doing, Joe? Those people are voting for Biden. That's what's happening because people are scared. And this guy still doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it. He doesn't get it that not his people, but the people that looked up to this guy and thought he was going to make it better, he doesn't give a shit about them. You're absolutely right. These people are scared, and they should be scared. And you know what this convention should be about that he's having right now? Not the bullshit they fed us yesterday, how Donald Trump was proactive and saved so many lives. What it should be like, here's my plan. Here's what we're going to do. Maybe you're not going to reelect me. I don't know. But going forward, we're doing this because I get it. You need to pay the mortgage. You got to send your school. But he doesn't have the plan. He blames the governors. He doesn't have a plan. I've said it time and again, and I didn't want to make the story about Donald Trump because it's more of a local story.
Oh, you make every story about Donald Trump.
Well, because he can't help himself. The guy can't shut the fuck up. He needs to disappear. He doesn't have a plan, and that's why people aren't going to vote for him. It's not that they love Biden.
Tell you something. Biden has a plan?
Yes!
Biden had a plan. How come he didn't? Yeah, what's the plan?
First of all...
Shut everything down?
No. Well, first of all, you could actually go on his website and read the plan. It's very multifaceted. It's been up since April.
Laugh track.
What?
Probably comes with a laugh track.
No. So that's the first thing you could do if you really wanted to know. Second of all... He warned in January in an op-ed in USA Today that this is a big deal. We need to worry about this. We need to prepare now. While Donald Trump was saying it's one Chinese guy and it's all going to fucking disappear and fucking dicked around for 2 months. That's the second thing. Third thing, he said the other day, if the science dictates shutting everything down, he will do it. Now, obviously, he can't shut everything down. If we're not gonna float these people or put something in place, you can't just shut it down and not give people money. But that's part of his plan. So, listen. Even if you don't like Joe Biden, and I know and people don't, that's fine. I don't give a shit. Even if you don't like Joe Biden, you know, if you're middle class, the shit we're doing right now is not working, and you're fucking scared, and you're pissed off because you've worked your whole life. This is not what you signed up for. You trusted our government to do right by us. You trusted this president if you voted for him, and you know you're getting fucking hosed because you're working two jobs, you're paying your mortgage on time, you're paying your car payments, you're sending your kid to school, and now you're fucking scared. It's real.
Yeah. Give us a chance. To go work with the protocol, to give us a chance. The people are not looking for a handout. They're looking to try to get their livelihoods back.
Yes, they are, Joe. But you can't have a livelihood until the infection rate goes down. You know that. You and I don't get to do comedy. I mean, we don't get to do comedy unless everybody feels comfortable about going inside. Now, in New York, the infection rate is down. Okay, but they know if we go inside and eat inside restaurants, it's going to go up. You need to get the infection rate under control. That's why in Wuhan, where this whole fucking thing started, they're having pool parties with thousands of people not wearing masks in fucking water parks because they got the shit under control. We're the only country that can't get this shit right. Us in Brazil. Ugh. Listen, I like a Brazilian wax, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to be with Brazil when it comes to infectious diseases. They don't trust this guy. That's why he's going to lose. That's why Donald Trump is going to lose.
Going to be a landslide.
Loss.
It's going to be a landslide.
Why would people vote for him again? Why?
Because number one, he's the person he knows, he's for business. He's trying to build back the economy. okay? Basically, Biden had made indications to the Green New Deal in his speech. Okay, he's going to be at the mercy of the far left.
That's no. You're giving me talking points. You're giving me right wing talking points. I'm going to give you the Ronald Reagan line. The reason he beat Jimmy Carter back in 1980. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And people looked around.
But who am I going to select to get us back to where we were? Biden is not the guy.
Well, first of all, we don't know that. We know this guy isn't going to do. And you could say
Biden has been in politics for 50 years. What has he done?
I'll tell you what he's done. First of all, Biden overlooked the comeback with the Great Recession. You know, the shitstorm that Obama inherited from George W. Bush. He overlooked that, and he was there with fucking Ebola when we lost two fucking people. And he was there when we put a pandemic team in place. He was there when we had people in China, our doctors and scientists, to monitor fucking China. So when this shit happened, we didn't get caught short in. Donald Trump took those doctors and scientists out. Donald Trump ripped out the pandemic. Plan. That's if you're an average person. It's not even talking points. If you just have any information about what's going on, that's what you know. That's your reality right now. And again, it's not that Biden is the end-all, be-all. It's that this shit is not working. But let's move on. I still contend you can't have teachers. You can't have asymptomatic teachers. And really what they should be doing... I'm going to give you the silver bullet for confidence. And this is what they should be doing. Donald Trump doesn't listen to me, which is why he sucks. But if I was Donald Trump and I was worried about the economy and everything like we all are here, I have rapid testing. I'll tell you what, my wife took a test in New York. She got the result a couple hours later. We have that in New York. Meanwhile, there's other places where you don't find out for 8 to 10 days. If I'm Donald Trump, I invoke the Military Production Act. I don't know if that's the right name for it. And I fast track all these fucking rapid testing. I put it in the schools. I put it in the place of businesses. Now, they're not as accurate as the other tests. They're about 5 to 10% less accurate. But because they're fairly inexpensive and because you can double up on them, that makes up for them being less accurate. That's what I would do. If I was Donald Trump, I wouldn't be having everybody blow powder up my ass, tell me what a great job I did. I would go, oh, fuck, this isn't working. I got to get the economy on track. I got to get the kids back in school. We need these rapid testing. They're good enough for me. They're good enough for the American people. And I would give a speech and I would say, listen, I trust my family with this. You, the American public, Democrat, Republican, Independent, I love you as much as I love my family and friends and the people here. I am fast-tracking this so that when you go to work, when your kids go to school, they're going to have access to this so you can live your life with confidence. That's what I would do. That's how you win. But they're not doing that.
I'm voting for you, okay?
Because I got a fucking brain. Because I got a fucking... I mean, I said in April I was rooting for Donald Trump to figure it out. He hasn't figured it out because he'd rather have a bunch of sycophants kiss his fucking ass because he's ill-equipped to deal with the fucking problem. That's how you
now
deal
you
with
would
it.
Implement, you would implement, you're going to implement, you're going to mandate that?
Obviously, I'm going to make it so that the offices can open up, the schools can open up, the restaurants can open up. We can go back to work. We can live our lives. Listen, you still got to wear a mask. You still got to social distance. All that stuff.
Where would the testing centers be?
No, I would have them like we talked about last week with the airports. I'd have them at airports. I would have them at schools. I would have them at places of businesses. This shit would be more prevalent than fucking birth control tests. That's what I would do. The first thing I would do is the schools. I would make sure the schools in America had enough. Because as we've talked about, you got to get these kids back in school if you want to start the economy. That's the first place to do it. Plus, I look compassionate. I'm taking care of the children. I'm building the economy. And I'm taking care of the children, our future. I'm doing right by America. Listen, I only have 6-7 years left, you know, unless I start eating some babies like the liberals. But I'm worried about the kids. We're going to put it in the fucking schools. And you know what? We're going to give you medical workers to help implement the test so that when you send little Johnny to school, you know he's going to be okay. You know the teachers are going to be okay. Now you can go back to work.
Where are you getting the medical workers from?
We have the medical workers. I'd rather they're in the schools than working triple shifts in the hospitals. This is preventive shit. This is what you do.
You're going to take people from the hospital, you're going to bring them to the schools?
Yes.
I'm looking at logistics.
Yes, Joe, because we have EMTs, we have paid paramedics, we have school nurses, and these tests are very easy. There's places where kids are administering their own fucking tests. These tests are not complicated. I know we talk about the big fucking stick that they shove up your nose, but there's other tests too where you just swirl around. There's saliva tests out there. And they're screaming. These makers of the saliva test are screaming. Mass produce this shit. It's not that hard. But this man cannot face
who's
up.
Screaming for it?
The people that, well, I mean, the doctors are, and the people that that created the saliva test and everything. And everybody should be screaming for it. The people that are waiting 8 to 10. What?
Is the FDA approved?
I believe so. But here's something interesting, which is causing a hubbub. Donald Trump wants to waive all the tests being FDA approved. Now you go, well, that way you get more tests out there. But now you're not going to trust the shit. Yeah, everything. I think every test you take should be FDA approved because most people trust the FDA. And that's why he's been fighting.
So you're saying do a workaround the FDA to do something like that?
Trump is saying he doesn't want FDA approval on this shit. I'm saying I think in order for this to work properly, you need everything FDA approved so people have confidence. That's what this whole thing is about. This whole thing is about confidence.
FDA approval will be taking time. So the time span.
No, it's done.
It's done.
It's done. I just looked it up. The FDA approves affordable saliva-based COVID-19 test developed by Yale scientists.
All Trump has to do is what he's failed to do the whole time is mass produce this. That's what he's got to do. He can't do it. He's the wrong guy. He'd rather have a convention where they kiss his ass for 4 days and lie to everybody who's living a different life, where it says how he saved so many people and he was quick and to act. It's not reality. If he had any fucking brain, he would. Don't mention that shit. Don't mention it. If I'm running Donald Trump's campaign, listen, boss. Don't mention the first 6 months. Don't fucking mention that. Mention what you're gonna do now, starting tomorrow. We're gonna go. Listen, even if you don't reelect me, the framework, the foundation has been put in place to get America healthy. That would be my fucking talking point. I would have doctors up there. I would have scientists up there. I'd have Donald Trump saying that. I'd have his fucking kids saying it. I'd have teachers saying it. I'd have parents saying it. That's how you fucking win. He can't do it, though, because he's stupid. But that's what I would... No, he's dumb. He's dumb. That's what I would do. That would be the winning strategy. And you'd have people like me go, oh, fuck, 4 more years of Donald Trump? Ugh. But he would win.
Well, that remains to be seen.
He would win in a landslide. He would win, and I said it in April, and I'm saying it now, he would win in a landslide. He's incapable of doing it. This guy is not going to turn around and do things differently because he needs people to kiss his ass because he's damaged. His own fucking sister hates him. Nobody who knows this guy likes this guy. They say he's selfish. They say he doesn't read. They say he's incompetent. They're not making shit up. All right, enough.
No.
All right, enough. But Joe is back on the landslide thing. A couple of weeks ago, he said it wasn't going to be a landslide. Joe's back in the landslide column. Okay.
You look around, you hear things, you hear people talk. It's going to be a landslide.
Who are you hearing talking? Your buddies on your comedian, your right wing comedian buddies in Long Island?
No, people that you would never think.
Who?
I'm sorry?
People that you talk about
stuff that you would think would be, you know, that are liberal and stuff like that, it's going to be very surprising.
There is no, but I'm saying that there's no justification for it. There's no, that's what, like if you can make the case, listen, if you were arguing about, if we were talking in January where the economy was humming along, you and I would have a disagreement about whose economy this was, this, that, the other thing. But if we were talking, either way you sliced it, in January, the economy was doing well. You know, you would have something to hang your hat on. Now, Trump is still winning when it comes to, in polls, when it comes to the economy. They still trust him more than that. But they don't trust him on COVID-19. They see the problems going on with the race. This guy, there's no justification. They don't see empathy from this guy. They see Republicans.
That's the point.
They see Republicans flocking the people that worked with him. That worked, the people that they always looked up to. The Republicans that they always looked up to are going, we can't vote for this guy. So listen,
yeah.
Listen. I believe he will lose if he doesn't cheat, but I think he will cheat, so I don't know. But
yeah.
If they, I mean, listen, the guy said it himself. He doesn't want people to vote because if they vote, he loses. Republicans lose. He said it himself. I'm not making this up. I'm not reading into things. He said it himself. But we'll see. That's not the point.
And how many times do we go insane over voter suppression in other countries? And here we have it in the United States. Well, not that it's never happened before, but we have, you know, an obvious push for voter suppression through the post office service, through gerrymandering, through all different other kinds of devices. It's like, this is crazy. This is not the America I thought I lived in.
Here's how far we've fallen. Putin poisons yet another one of his opposition, as Putin's wont to do. You have not heard anything from the president condemning this. That's how far we've fallen. That's how, you know, every other president, right, left, center, every other president, if Russia poisoned the opposition, you would at least get a fucking statement. I haven't said a fucking thing. That's how far we've fallen. Yeah. That's a problem. All right. Let's do a... Tom Brenneman. Are you guys familiar with Tom Brenneman?
No, I wasn't.
No.
Football announcer, announcer for the Cincinnati Reds. Here's the problem with hot mics. Sometimes they catch things you wish they wouldn't say. Now, everything I know I'm saying right now on the air, which is why I can never run for office, because it's all fucking here. I open with a bunch of misogynist shit at the top. But other people have more discretion than me. Or do they? Well, Tom Brenneman got caught on the open air saying a homophobic slur.
Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing. And I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I will apologize.
So he called the homophobic F-word slur capital of the world. We don't know what he was talking about. We don't know where he was talking about. So
probably Cherry Grove.
I don't even know where that is, but I'll take your word.
Where is that? Oh.
So here was his here was his full apology. I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air. Really? You guess? No. If you're addressing it, you know it went out over the air, stupid. That I am deeply ashamed of, because you got caught. If I have hurt anyone out there, well, apparently you did, because they're calling. I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart that I am very, very sorry. I kind of feel like an F saying it, to be honest with you. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. That somebody would shut off the fucking mic. As there was a drive into deep left, now he's got to do a home run call. This is fucking great. It's like
I have faith in my engineer.
That was hysterical.
As there was a drive deep into left field by Castellanos, it'll be a home run. And so that will make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on the headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for the bosses at Fox. I want to apologize to the people who signed my paycheck because I caused the fucking problem. For the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am, because I got some splaining to do. That is not who I am. Apparently it is. And it never has been. We don't know that. I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that can back that up. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. By the night's end, the team announced Brenneman was suspended effective immediately, with a further decision on the Reds broadcast team due to the following coming days. This was their statement. The Cincinnati Reds organization is devastated by the horrific homophobic remark made this evening by broadcaster Tom Brenneman. We had no idea who this guy was. He was pulled off the air and effective immediately was suspended from doing Reds broadcast because we kind of felt we had to. We will be addressing our broadcasting team in the coming days because now we have a big hole in it. In no way does this incident represent our players, coaches, organization, or our fans because they're smart enough to shut the fuck up, stupid. We share our sincerest apologies to the LGBTQ+ community in Cincinnati. But really, how many of you come to our games anyway? Kansas City, all across the country, and beyond. Heaven, hell, we don't know where you hang out. The Reds embrace a zero-tolerance policy when we get caught for shit, for bias or discrimination of any kind. And we are truly sorry to anyone who's been offended because you're causing a stink. This was the statement by Fox Sports. Cincinnati. Statement from Fox Sports Ohio. The language that Tom Brenneman used this evening is hateful. We would have preferred if he went the Mr. Roper went and just called him Tinkerbells. Called him the Tinkerbell capital of the world. But he didn't do that.
Oh, God.
This evening is hateful, offensive, and in no way reflects the values of Fox Sports Ohio. We agree with the Reds' decision to spend him until further notice. Thank God you guys made the call. Now, video of the moment began circulating online between games of the doubleheader. Brenneman stayed to call the second game with no acknowledgement of the slur, even as many started calling for his job.
What I would have done with him between games, I would have got assless chaps and come dance around to a training men. See?
That would have fixed it.
Well, that's the song Joe likes to come out to in Louisville. Anyway.
Yeah, that was payback for Michigan. Yes, it was.
That is until the fifth inning, at which point Brenneman was removed from the broadcast. Before making his exit, Brennan apologized for the slur on the air, only to be interrupted by Nicholas Castellanos' home run. After the game, Reds reliever Amir Garrett addressed the matter by tweeting a statement of solidarity with the LGBTQ community and apologized for Brenneman's language. To the LGBTQ community, just know I am with you, and whoever is against you is against me. I'm sorry for what was said today. Tom Brenneman has been working as a broadcaster for the Reds since 2006. He has called the Reds for both Fox Sports Ohio and their radio network, as well as national baseball games, plus football and basketball for Fox. He's also the son of longtime Reds play-by-play man Marty Brenneman, who will be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame next summer. Following the game and the announcement of Tom Brenneman's suspension, Marty Brenneman told the Cincinnati Inquirer the comments were not reflective of his son's character. As a dad, I hurt for him. It's a real pain in the ass. You know, I have them F's like it, Marty Brenneman said late Wednesday night. What he said is not a reflection of who Tom Brenneman is. He knows to shut off the mic. I know that's not him. But I also feel terrible for the people the comment offended. Fox Sports says Tom Brenneman will not be part of the NFL broadcasting team this season after he used the anti-gay slur on Wednesday night during the broadcast. Fox Sports is extremely disappointed with Tom Brenneman's remarks during Wednesday's Cincinnati Reds telecast. The language used was abhorrent, unacceptable, not representative of the values of Fox Sports. Not to be confused with Fox News. Brenneman had been part of the NFL's announcing lineup since it started televising the league in 1994. He was part of the number three announcing team last season and was prepared with analyst Chris Spielman and reporter Shannon Spake. And he also called Major League Baseball games for the network from 96 to 2014. He also wrote an apology in the Cincinnati Inquirer, saying that it's something no one should ever say, something that no one should ever think, something that no one should ever feel, something no one should ever hear. I used a word that is both offensive and insulting. In the past 24 hours, I've read about its history, because it wasn't fucking important to me until then. But now suddenly it's taking precedent. How did that happen? I had no idea it was rooted in hate and violence, and I'm particularly ashamed. You had no idea? No idea whatsoever. You thought it was just a British cigarette. It's the British cigarette capital of the world. That's what I really thought. You mean it has another man? Who knew? Someone who makes his living by the use of words, could be so careless and insensitive. It's a word that should have no place in my vocabulary, and I will certainly never utter it again near a microphone. He added that he plans to take part in diversity, equity, and inclusion training. He also will start slow dancing with men. Billy Bean, the MLB ambassador for inclusion, called Brenneman's use of the slur disheartening. In a statement Thursday, he noted MLB's zero tolerance policy for harassment, discrimination, or bias towards the LGBTQ plus community or person at any time. Bean continued, "Last night is a difficult reminder that there's still much work to do. We will pause for a moment and utilize this incident as a learning opportunity for every one of our stakeholders." In a statement Thursday, Glad gave two snaps and called the apology incredibly weak and not enough, adding that it's demanding full accountability. Bend that bitch over. From the Reds, MLB, and Fox Sports. All right.
I don't think they said that.
No, I don't. All right, I've had a lot of fun with this.
But here's the deal. They were talking with Warner Wolf the other day and asking his opinion. He goes, did he ask Warner, have you ever done something like that? He goes, no, because there's two rules in broadcasting that I've always followed. Don't drink. And always make sure, always act like the mic is on all the time. Should this guy be fired? Yeah, you gotta go. But everybody falling all over themselves. This is devastating language. Shut the fuck up. He made a dopey, bad comment, okay? That was half a second. Yeah, it was wrong. But stop acting like he ran over a school bus full of children with a bulldozer. Fucking knock it off. Just say we regret the comments that he made. His position with us will be terminated moving, on. Cut all the corporate, we're upset, we're out. You don't give a shit.
I wouldn't terminate him. This guy's there's no history of this guy doing anything like it before. I would suspend him if I was the Reds for the rest of the season, which is like only 35 more games. I would suspend him for the rest of the season. You know, he's going to do this training, sensitivity stuff. If I'm the NFL, I suspend him for half a season, maybe.
Hold on, stop. When did Mei Ping join this show? What is that? Looks like you're eating.
Love is love. Okay. That Pip is waving a fan that says love is love.
It's a rainbow fan.
I mean, they haven't. Yes, I see. They haven't decided what they're going to do. I'll tell you what, if it was the N-word, I think it would be even worse.
Did they
shit can him?
I haven't seen that. They might have. I haven't seen that. Last I saw, he was suspended, but I have not seen that as of yet. Here's the. I was not very impressed with the apology. First of all, like a fucking scammer, they always got to drag God into this shit. I'm a man of faith. Really? Does your faith say to be a douchebag to people? Because that's what you were. I'm not saying you need to lose your livelihood over it, but don't drag God into it. This has nothing to do with God. You thought you were off the air. This is how you talk. Own up to it. Go, you know what? Now that I think about it, I do use this word. I got caught. I need to do better. I need to educate myself. I've been made painfully aware that the use of this word is wrong. I don't know what my future is in broadcasting anymore, but I'm going to do the work to get better. You don't have to take my word for it. You're going to see I'm a better person. That's a fucking apology.
Yes, that's what he should have said. Say the fucking truth. I do use this word. I hadn't really thought about it. And now I realize it's wrong and I'm sorry. And he should have go through sensitivity training. And they should suspend him for the whole season. I am of the forgiving ilk and saying that, you know, maybe he can come back next season if he's learned his lesson. You know, but the thing is that it's more important to educate than it is to penalize this. So it's like, look, I don't want to see the guy lose his job. I want to see him learn. I want to see him show other people that what he's learned, so that he can be a guide to other guys who throw that word around with impunity and don't think that it's hurtful, because it is.
This is what I would do. I would say I was talking about Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I go, and my buddy from the booth is an English guy. And he said, I'm going to plan on going to North Carolina. I want to see if I can get cartons of cigarettes cheap. And I was like, no problem, my English friend. That's the fag capital of the world.
That's what you would come up with. No one would see through that shit.
It sounds solid to me.
I was looking for cigarette. Winston-Salem, when you're coming through and we're doing that thing that leave the ballpark, it's 20 miles down the road, it's the fag capital of the world. You get cartons of cigarettes for half off.
All right.
Nope.
So Tom Brenneman was not the only one to get caught with a hot mic. I was watching the postal hearings, the Senate postal hearings, and Delaware Senator Tom Carper got caught with a hot mic. I will play it. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. If not, I will say it. But this happened on live TV.
Senator Carper, again, I want to just remind our committee members, please keep your questioning as well as factor in the answer to try and keep it to 7 minutes. Senator Carper? Is Senator Carper there? We'll move on to Senator Langford.
All right. So he was having issues with Zoom. They're doing the postal hearings, and Senator Johnson from Wisconsin is trying to get Senator Carper. It's his turn, and apparently they're having. So then they pan to Carper, and he's talking to like one of his assistants, like he's trying to figure out the Zoom thing, and then he just goes fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh
right, center, gay or straight, black or white. Isn't that really how we would all describe 2020? Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
I would also say that in my statement, and I would be like, you try to figure out Zoom the first time. The Pope would be going, fuck, fuck, fuck. That was probably the last mass at the Vatican.
I have trouble figuring out Zoom after the seventh time. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Okay, fuck, well, he's on Zoom. You figure it out.
I actually watched that live. It was very entertaining. All right. Amazon's removing more clothing. Amazon has removed an offensive line of clothing that derided Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris as Joe and the Ho, according to reports. The t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, and sweatshirts hooded at a not-so-subtle smear campaign against Harris in a design similar to Joe Biden's campaign logo, USA Today noted. Amazon confirmed to the outlet that it was working to remove these products after a slew of complaints. All sellers must follow our selling guidelines, and those who do not will be subject to action to including potential removal of their account. How about you check the shit before you put it on your website? Listing for the items, which were being sold between $25 and $43, were no longer online. The seller, a company called Oxygen Bandit, does not appear to have a standalone website and was not immediately available for comment. I will say this. I really don't think slut-shaming is a winning strategy for the Republicans in 2020. They're already having a problem with the female vote. It's just not smart. It's just fucking stupid. That aside, the question is the word ho as offensive as the N-word or the homophobic slur that we just discussed? Therein lies the crux. Because if it's as offensive, then obviously the shirt has to go. Joe and the Ho must go. If it's not offensive, you could make the argument, it's just a kitschy little thing. Loosen up, Sally.
No. As the show's resident vagina American, I want to go on record and say it is not as offensive as the N-word, but it certainly is offensive when you're talking about somebody's career. And you're talking about somebody who's had a really auspicious career in the judicial segment of government. You don't go around and just, we're going to call her a hoe. Oh, I don't think so. This is prime time misogyny. That's gross to me. Slut shaming should be a thing of the past. But the other thing is, it's really rich to me if we're going to slut shame people, that the same people that have Mrs. Melania up there on the podium are talking and turning around and pointing at Kamala. This is really rich.
Well, all right.
If we're going to do that, let's go ahead.
Melania, the first lady, is a former porn star. Donald Trump is a serial adulterer who raw dogs porn stars. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, man. At some point, don't you have to go know your eye and go, you know what, let's leave this one alone. Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, let's not be hanging our dirty laundry out the air by, turning around and going, oh, look, they're in a glass house. We are, too.
And by the way, our spiritual guide, Jerry Falwell Jr., is a cuckold. But that being said...
they're calling her a hoe.
Here's the deal. All right, yeah, the whole, I don't think it's as, might want to tell Mr. Hill it's not to run around naked. But
they can see you topless on Facebook.
Woo-hoo!
Jiggle your balls, Mr. Hill, if you're Mr.
Hill. He's not naked. He's just topless.
That's all
we
ask.
That's how I like it.
That's all we ask.
All right.
He knows what mama likes.
Good boy.
but ho is not worse than the N-word. But with that being said, it is a derogatory word to somebody. Also, yeah, it's kind of like, people that live in glass houses. And And Amazon, as an entity that they are, should pull the shirt. if they're going to have standards and stuff like that, I would pull the shirt. I'd take, all right, take those 20 cases, put it by the SWAT sticker shirt and the Civil War flag stuff up there. Can't sell it. You know?
We're gonna have to send this to a shithole country, as the president would have us say. They won't be getting the losing team Super Bowl shirts. They'll be getting Joe and the Ho shirts.
Yeah.
All right.
I would like to see those all just gone to. I'd rather see them go to the landfill as much as I hate things thrown in the landfill. I don't see anybody wearing that.
I'm hoping Pip's phone does not cut out so I can get through this story before I take the break. So we gotta. All right, go through. So ice cream truck.
No, got 5 minutes.
All right, we're gonna try to get through. I wouldn't even do it, but Joe wrote such a good blog about it that I will do it. So apparently the ice cream truck jingle of our childhood needed an upgrade, because apparently it was the song was Turkey in the Straw, which was It turns out was originated from a British tune brought to the American colonies by Scots-Irish immigrants, according to scholar Theodore R. Johnson in his 2014 article for NPR. The original song has no racial undertones, but the melody to the Turkey in the Straw was used by minstrel show performers in blackface and set to very racist lyrics, and that is how it rose to prominence in the U.S., Johnson wrote. Ice cream parlors throughout the 1800s commonly played minstrel songs, which were eventually turned into ice cream truck jingles. While these associations of Turkey in the Straw are not the only part of its legacy, it's undeniable that this melody conjures memories of racist iterations, Good Humor said. Good Humor called on all ice cream truck drivers to stop playing Turkey in the Straw and said the new jingle created by RZA will be made available to ice cream trucks across the country. The jingle will also be added to the industry standard ice cream truck music boxes, the company said. Good Humor has not owned an ice cream... All right, I was going to play the jingles, but we're pressed for time before Pip's phone cuts out. So we're going to get through this. Here's how I think of... You know, I think for the vast majority of people alive, the ice cream truck song, no matter what the race, only has, like, good memories, good feelings. You remember being a little kid. I mean, now, if there was an outpouring of people saying, you know what, this brings back bad memories, I'd go, all right, change the song. But I don't really think we're getting that. I think most people just remember playing in the streets and the ice cream truck comes. I think the ice cream truck is one of the things that unites us as Americans. We all, you know, the ice cream truck was never a racist thing. It was just a thing that delivered tasty treats. And, you know, again with the overreach. Listen, I don't want to get into this right now, but we just had a fucking black man shot in the back 7 times by a cop holding his shirt. Eye on the prize, people. Eye on the prize. Because when you start going over after everything, you're going to lose people that would be your ally for the big shit. We have big things that we need to worry about in this country. I just don't feel the ice cream truck song is one of those...
It's ridiculous. Like I said in the blog, I have never, ever, ever thought racism when I heard that song played as a kid. All I thought is... The truck is coming. I have to get money from my mother. I have to get her purse. She's finding her cigarette. She's got to light a cigarette. Then I get my money. Then I get a lecture why I just can't get money every time the truck comes. Then I have to run out and get the ice cream and stuff like that. And as an adult, I just felt like listening to that out-of-tune song on that old tape day in and day out in my backyard on fence jobs. It was just maddening. With that being said, you know, I never thought racism on that. When I wrote the blog, I'm like, I really didn't fully have my feelings out on that. Because with that being said, if they want to change the song, I could care less. But basically, it goes back to Davin, what he was saying, that every little thing, where does it stop? Where every little thing suddenly, oh, the song is offensive. Nobody ever thought the song was offensive. You know, so it gets to that point.
All right.
Yeah, there are limits to how much umbrage we can take at every tiny little thing. I mean, I brought up paddy wagon 1 week about that. It's actually a racial slur towards Irish Americans. I didn't know that. It never offended me.
Care less about it. The Irish get drunk. Right. Yeah, the paddy wagon. We get drunk, we fight, we get thrown in the fucking thing. Where do you think the word came from?
Yeah, it never bothered me. And it's like, nor did the ice cream song, because I had to be told that it had racial overtones. undertones, and I'm like, but it just means, yay, the ice cream man's here now.
Right. Yeah, that's all. I got to get money now and get out to that truck because the cool, the push-up pop that I like that my buddy Pete always takes, and I got to get out to this truck before that son of a bitch runs in on it.
You know? Before he gets the last one, you bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Usually he was running low, and I'm like, oh, I got a couple. You know, so the next day I gotta haul ass. I gotta make quick work of what, you know, scamming money out of Nettie. You know, waiting for her to finish smoking a carrot and getting my dough, getting my fucking lecture, and get out to that truck to sweet clothes before he gets out there. Yeah.
All right. We all agree. Let's end this segment so Pip's phone doesn't collapse and Joe doesn't collapse in the third segment because I know how this shit works. We got scamming scammers. We're going to take our last break. So we all agree, leave the ice cream song alone. And by the way, the turkey in the straw compared to the new RZA song is a better fucking tune. I was going to play both for you. You can Google the shit. Better, you can YouTube it. All right, we'll be back with scamming scammers. On the break, we got new music from Michael Winter with Don't Hide Away and I Am with Self Made. And you can learn more about both of them at DeuceMusic.com.